Well, it's time to talk some motoring with our man David Brown, who is on the road every day of the week and twice on Sundays. How are you, David?
That's because I'm going to church. You spontaneously laughed then.
I just figured you'd be worshipping at the altar of the internal combustion engine.
Well, I'm going to a higher plane now with electric vehicles.
Oh, indeed. And that's what we're talking about today. It would seem that some of the range for electric vehicles is a little bit rubbery. I'm inclined to think there's a connection between, like, Tinder. When people go on Tinder, they say whatever they can to try and impress people. Is it quite possible that the electrical vehicle makers are embellishing a touch?
Well, they do have, like the internal combustion engine, there are laboratory tests run by independent government authorities. The interesting thing is, I think there's a huge scepticism about the internal combustion engine figures with justification. Usually they are about 10% too low. The funny thing with electric cars, though, is that in many cases they're doing better than what their figures indicate.
Right.
So the laboratory test says, you will get such and such a range. Quite a lot of them are now doing better, according to a site, Edmunds.com, who took them out, did about 60% city and 40% highway driving, and came back with some, pretty positive results, with all but the exceptions of one brand and one car and most Teslas.
Do we even know which brands are the most accurate? Does that even matter? We would probably want to know the ones that are the most accurate and have been lowballing themselves.
Yeah, I think the idea is you can do it in percentage terms, but I don't think people are calculating percentages as they drive along. I think the thing is how much extra, almost factor of safety, comes into it.
Is it possible that when it gets to the end, like it's empty, that it actually can't drive as powerfully as it could? Because you think about a battery-operated remote control car, when it gets to the end of its battery life, it slows down, as opposed to a petrol car that just stops because it's got no petrol.
There's a number of things there. Is that you start getting information, and then electric cars can do this, where it might be saying, well, you're not getting as good, you're obviously accelerating hard or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the other thing about it is that there's new work being done by HERE Technologies, the mapping people, that gives you individual information. Your car is exactly here. The next charge point is here. Do you want me to book you in? Ooh. Or, actually you're doing well, so you could charge the next time, but you'll make it to the next one after that. All based on a much more detail, including the nature of the road and other things. So we're getting better information, and I think that's a critical part, and an individual information, not just general information about the car, where you are at your time. That's the sort of information that's very helpful.
Well, the car might tell you to turn the air conditioner off and the radio, but don't turn the radio off if you're ever listening to the segment with David Brown as we talk motoring each week, because David will be back next Thursday. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.